Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1578, Nutrition for Bone Health by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Nutrition for Bone Health by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. Having strong and healthy bones as you get older is an absolute blessing. It can help prolong independence and improve overall quality of life. Nutrition plays a huge role in helping to keep bone mineral density high as well, making your youth count. It's a fact that most bone mass is laid down in the first 25 to 30 years of your life. This mass is carried into old age when bones start to degrade and osteoporosis often occurs. Obviously, there are steps you can take later in life that can help reduce the chances of osteoporosis or improve the management of it. It is never too late to make changes, but it is even better if you can start early. Building more mass earlier in life is protective in old age. The best way to do this is to pair a nutritious diet focusing on the following nutrients with high-load, uneven distribution exercise. For example, swimming is not high load and therefore will not contribute well to bone mass. Weightlifting, on the other hand, is high load. Same thing for any form of sports that involve running or jumping. Calcium. We already know that calcium is important for strong and healthy bones. It's drilled into people from a young age. And while some people try to downplay the value of calcium, it is clear that it plays a role in bone mineral density. Calcium makes up the dominant part of hydroxyapatite, which is the structure that constitutes our bones and teeth. Obviously, dairy is the most common source of calcium, but non-dairy sources include spinach, broccoli, bony fish, and soybeans. If you are drinking a non-dairy milk alternative, it's worth making sure it's calcium fortified. If reaching calcium needs through food is unrealistic, then supplementation is also an option. Vitamin D. The active form of vitamin D, D3, promotes the storage of calcium in bones. To put it simply, potassium helps keep the calcium there, and D3 helps put it there in the first place. While a lot of our vitamin D comes from our exposure to the sun, we can still meet some of our needs through food. Vitamin D increases the absorption of calcium from the food you eat to help facilitate increased deposition to the bone. Consume a diet with adequate dairy, egg, and fish to reap the benefits of vitamin D. To measure your vitamin D levels, it's worth going to your primary care provider and getting a blood test. And similarly to calcium, if you're not able to meet your needs through your lifestyle, supplementation can be an option as well. Potassium. Unlike calcium, phosphorus, zinc, and protein, potassium isn't actually part of the bone matrix. It is still, however, extremely important for its maintenance. Low potassium levels result in an increase in the acidity of the blood. In order to stabilize this acidity, the body recruits calcium from the bone matrix as a buffer. This could potentially reduce bone mass. It makes sense to consume a potassium-rich diet. This includes foods such as bananas, beetroot, and sweet potato. Protein. We typically associate protein with the growth of muscle, but it is important to the growth of bone as well. Protein is an important part of the bone matrix, and thus is necessary for the diet. Consuming a sufficient amount of protein can help keep bone mineral density high. Phosphorus and zinc. Phosphorus and zinc are usually found in protein-containing foods. This is handy since both are essential to hydroxyapatite in bone and teeth. Magnesium. Magnesium has a role to play in calcium absorption. By consuming magnesium in the form of dark leafy greens, beans, and whole grains, you can help your body absorb as much calcium from the food you eat as possible. This is also a relevant point to consider when people are downplaying the importance of calcium. Often the examples used to explain why calcium is not important involve looking at populations with significantly higher than average magnesium intake. Vitamin C. Vitamin C is essential for collagen synthesis. Collagen is an essential connective tissue found all throughout the body, including in the connections involving bones. Hence, it can be considered a focal nutrient for bone health. Vitamin C deficiency presents as scurvy, where weak collagen makes for poor wound healing, unhealthy gums, and no surprise, weak bones. In order to prevent scurvy and any other deficiencies that may impede bone health, consume a variety of fruits and vegetables every day. This is a simple one, though. Having a ton of vitamin C does not seem to really help much beyond just having a more normal amount. So it's probably most important to avoid having a vitamin C deficiency. Manganese. Like vitamin C, manganese also has a role to play in collagen synthesis. Therefore, we can consider it important to bone health, too. Manganese can be found in leafy greens, nuts, and grains. Vitamin K. Vitamin K is not a direct constituent of the bone matrix. However, it is an essential cofactor to enzymes within the matrix. These enzymes are important for bone building and maintenance, so keeping them healthy is key. Vitamin K is mostly found in dark, leafy green vegetables. Copper. Copper is involved in a special cross-linkage between collagen and elastin, which are two connective tissues, and as such, is important to bone health. Copper can be found in seeds and beans and legumes. Summary. A diet that supports bone health is relatively similar to an overall healthy, balanced diet. Bone health benefits from a decent amount of protein, a variety of fruits and vegetables, nuts, and whole grains. These recommendations align perfectly with a good quality diet. Combining this with physical activity can significantly help your bone health. You just listened to the post titled Nutrition for Bone Health by Aidan Muir of idealnutrition.com.au. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author Aidan is correct that all of these nutrients are important for supporting bone health. Studies are finding that most adolescents and older adults do not consume enough calcium and vitamin D in particular. So, as Aidan mentioned, it may be worthwhile to talk to your healthcare provider to see if supplementation with either or both of those is a good idea. Now, I also want to mention something about physical activity and the types of exercises that promote stronger bones. Aiden mentioned that swimming may not help develop bone strength, and this is true. Swimming is a fantastic cardiovascular exercise, meaning it makes the heart and lungs stronger, no question about that. But when it comes to making the bones stronger, it may not do the trick. Water allows us to float, so we don't have to put as much pressure on our bones and our joints. That's often why water exercises are recommended for those with joint pain or have brittle bones. But if we want to build stronger bones, and we don't have any underlying issues, I want to make sure that's clear, putting more pressure on them helps make them stronger. So lifting weights or performing jump-type training, sometimes that's referred to as plyometrics, can help strengthen them. This increased pressure from resistance or strength training and jump training help pull more calcium into the skeleton, making the bones denser. This increased density is what helps prevent osteoporosis later in life. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.